Thank you. over, and it's been banned from here a couple of times a year, so look forward, and thanks again.
Thank you for having me.
And those are mighty good refreshments, so make sure you stay for that. Okay, we are so excited to be here in this beautiful sanctuary with these wonderful acoustics. We always look forward to this concert. Tonight we have a great lineup of music for you, including pop, Broadway, blues, and an unofficial tribute to the late Burt Bacharach. We open with an arrangement of the hymn All Creatures of Our God and King called Chorale Prelude. After that, we played a medley of songs appropriate for today called Rain. It included the hits Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head by the great American composer Burt Bacharach, who we lost just a few weeks ago, Come Rain or Come Shine from the musical St. Louis Woman, and Singing in the Rain from the musical of the same name that starred Gene Kelly. Next, we have another medley. This one contains some of the biggest hits from the sunshine pop group The Association. It was one of the most successful bands from the 60s, having sold millions of albums, including 6 that went gold and 3 that went platinum. See if you can identify the 4 songs while we play pop and rock legends, The Association.
Thank you.
Well, did you get all those song titles? What was the first one? Windy. Second one? Cherish. Very good. We got some association fans here, I can tell. Third one? Never My Love. And the last one? Along Comes Mary. You probably heard it, just didn't know the title. So very good. Next, we have a very special treat for you. Please welcome our own Tom Solomon to perform on the baritone, Ashokan Farewell, a beautiful and melancholy song made famous in Ken Burns' groundbreaking miniseries about the Civil War. The song, ironically, is not from the Civil War era, and not a centuries-old folk song or traditional waltz from the Deep South, but was written in 1982 by folk musician Jay Unger in the style of a Scottish lament to celebrate the Ashokan region in upstate New York. Still, this stirring melody will certainly capture your heart. Take it away, Tom. Thank you, Tom. That was gorgeous. Next, we are proud to feature our premiere performance of a medley of memorable songs from three legendary Broadway musicals. First, you'll hear Luck Be a Lady, a song sung by gambler Skye Masterson as he hopes to win a bet and save his relationship with the girl of his dreams. It is from the 1950 show Guys and Dolls, which won the Tony Award for Best Musical. After that is the title song from the show Mame, a 1956 musical about the life and madcap adventures during the Depression of eccentric bohemian Mame Dennis and the young son of her late brother. The musical opened on Broadway in 1966, starring Angela Lansbury and Bea Arthur, and was later made into a 1974 movie starring Lucille Ball. Lastly is the title song from the 1966 musical Cabaret, set in 1929 at the Seedy Kit Kat Club in Berlin. The original Broadway show ran for over 1,100 performances and won 8 Tony Awards, including Best Musical and Best Original Score. Here is Broadway Center Stage, arranged by Paul Murtha.
Thank you.
We have a popular American blues song composed by W.C. Handy in 1914 and one of the first blues songs to succeed as a pop tune. Its popularity, though slow to take off, finally broke into the top 10 in 1916 and notably as number one in 1925 with a recording by Louis Armstrong and Bessie Smith. Its popularity wasn't limited to the United States, however, with Prince George of England dancing to it when he married Princess Marina of Greece in 1934, and Queen Elizabeth of England, mother of Elizabeth II, once singled it out as one of her favorite songs. Please welcome Jeff Nelson to the podium to conduct the St. Louis Blues, featuring solos by Gary Sparks, Steve Brown, and Steve DeMuth. But first, someone is turning a year older. Please join us in wishing Jeff a happy birthday.
even sure.
Next is an oldie but a goodie. Tie a Yellow Ribbon Round the Old Oak Tree was made famous by the group Tony Orlando and Dawn in 1973. The lyrics are told from the viewpoint of someone who has done his time in the military and is unsure if he will still be welcomed home. The tradition of using a yellow ribbon as a sign of remembrance may have originated with the 19th century practice of women wearing a yellow ribbon in their hair to signify their devotion to a husband or sweetheart serving in the U.S. Cavalry. This tradition later inspired the John Wayne movie, She Wore a Yellow Ribbon. This tradition became widely seen in civilian life in the 1970s, as many used yellow ribbons as a reminder that an absent loved one, either in the military or in jail, would be welcomed home on their return. Sit back and enjoy. Tie a yellow ribbon around the old oak tree. Next, we have another very special treat for you. Please welcome Greg Lucas to play The Look of Love on the alto sax. This piece is another composition by the late, great Burt Bacharach and was featured in the 1967 film Casino Royale. Bacharach originally intended this as an instrumental, but collaborator Hal David added lyrics, and Dusty Springfield recorded it for the film's soundtrack. This recording was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame in 2008. Sit back and enjoy The Look of Love, performed by Greg Lucas. I think that was another Grammy Hall of Fame performance there. Thank you, Greg. That was wonderful. Our next piece is also by prolific American composer Burt Bacharach. Do You Know the Way to San Jose was written in 1968 and is one of 20 different top 40 hits he and lyricist Hal David wrote for singer Dionne Warwick. Bacharach later went on to write music for the film industry, including the aforementioned The Look of Love from Casino Royale and the famous Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head, which we played earlier, from the 1969 hit movie Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. That number one hit earned Bacharach a pair of Oscars for Best Score and Best Theme Song and a Grammy for Best Score. Here is Do You Know the Way to San Jose, which combines Bacharach's unique style, combining elements of jazz, pop, Brazilian music, and rock. Next is the patriotic classic made famous by American country singer Lee Greenwood. It reached number 7 on the Billboard magazine Hot Country Singles chart when originally released in the spring of 1984. The song's popularity soared again during the Gulf War in 1990 and 91, and again after the September 11th attacks in 2001. As a way of boosting morale, here is God Bless the USA.
Thank you.
wrapping up our concert this evening is a super fun song and one that shines the spotlight on some oft-overlooked musical instruments. Normally, most people think of the percussion section as consisting primarily of drums and cymbals. But as this song will demonstrate, there are a great number of other unique tools the percussionists must master. Watch and listen for instruments such as the woodblock, the car horn, sand blocks, siren whistle, cowbell, referee's whistle, triangle, and ratchet. All of these are adeptly played and quickly juggled throughout the piece by our expert percussionists, Jeff Nelson, Sheila Morton, and Greg Huckleberry. So without further ado, we close our concert with Curtain Call, a fun tribute to all the great encores and finales featuring our fantastic percussion section. Thank you very much. Thank you for coming out tonight, and don't forget to stay for those wonderful refreshments across the hall.